Hello, Pastor Deborah here. Welcome again to another wonderful word of encouragement, spiritual teaching video for you out there. Yes, and we want to give Zoom Pro a big thank you. I'm recording through them with no green screen. So if I look fuzzy, that's why. Also, I'm getting a little older. My hair's getting grayer. I'll be 72 time you see this. I got till about 120, that's biblical. So I hope I can keep up my looks till then and my voice staying strong. But also we want to give Pixabay. I get this free motion video from them. And I'm going to put this video through Wondershare Filmora, a video editing program, and add titles to it, transitions, and some music. And then I'll upload it to the YouTube channel, The Hidden Kingdoms, for you to enjoy. Hopefully you might see it on Twitter or LinkedIn also, or on the website. I haven't been putting too many on there, but there are all on the YouTube channel of The Hidden Kingdoms. And you'll see some YouTube shorts on there and some community videos and a podcast show called Love Is Here, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. This video is going to represent God back there in the very center, speaking out to us, sending out his rays of creation and glory to us and to the world. And I want to ask you a question. And it comes out of Genesis 12, 1 through 3 of the Authorized King James Bible. The question to you is, can the God of Israel say about you, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great in order to be a blessing? That's my question to you. Can God, the God of Israel, the one that's right back there, say these things about you to other people, to your enemy, the adversary named Satan, to others who don't know you, out to the stars, the earth, the water, the sun? Can he speak about you in this way? That's our question and our word of encouragement for you today here on this wonderful video. It's number 12 of 2024. And like I said, we're working out of Genesis 12, 1 through 3. I'm using the Authorized King James Bible because that has no commentaries by any denomination. I use the Strong's Concordance if I want to know the Hebrew and the Greek meanings, and the Webster's Dictionary. I was taught by my spiritual teacher, my master, the Holy Spirit, years ago, to let him be my interpreter, but to look up the words so I'd have the definitions. Having the correct definitions about words is important because a lot of us just don't know what the words mean. So here in this word of encouragement, we're going to dig deep inside of you. For the Lord is looking and he's desiring to do something through you and with you for the rest of humanity and even for all of nature. For the water, the planet, the animals, your own biological body, your soul, he is seeking that he may speak about you, that you will be a blessing to others. But let's open up first with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are about your business of Isaiah 61 and 62, that your heart's desire to reach out to humanity, to raise us up, clean us up, get us delivered and healed, that we may become your children, your offspring, your sons, your kings here on earth, and that we may rule through the kingdom of heaven and its righteous laws and justice. We may rule over the nature, the animals, the elements, our own soul, our own lust and desires, and that even with inside of us, of our kingdom, of spirit, soul, and physical body, you rule. Your words, your laws guide us on the inside and with each other and with animals and nature. Father, we thank you for these words of encouragement from your word, right out of the Bible. We thank you that you are a talking God, that you have spoken throughout the eons, the generations to us. You speak through us through symbols, through nature. When I look at the sun, I see you. I see you shining your brightness, just like this video. Your rays of life to us, feeding us with elements that only the sun can give us. But I also can see you in a pink rose, your tenderness, your complexity, your generations through your seeds. I can hear your voice in the wind. I can see your tears in the water. I can sense you in my dreams. Father, be about your work of Isaiah 60 and 61 and 62 here in this word of encouragement, number 12 of 2024. In the name of Christ Jesus, your spoken word revealed to us through your Son, in the name above all names, Christ Jesus. All right, let's go to Genesis. Genesis was written by Moses, the very first deliverer of ancient Israel. He was brought up as a Levite. They were caretakers of the Word of God and of the sanctuary until another would come along named Judah. But at this time, Moses was born into the family of Levites. But he was put in, as everybody knows from watching the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, he was put in a little boat. And the princess, whose husband had died and had no children, picked him up and adopted him. She let him stay with his mother until he was weaned from the breast. Then she collected him and raised him up as a prince of Egypt. So Moses had a complicated background. A mother that said, while she breastfed him, told him who he was, who the Levites were, who the God of Israel was when he was a little child. And he was taken into the courts of the Egyptian palace to be raised up as a prince of Egypt. He learned to read and write, learned to ride horses and chariots and do battle. He's a mighty general, but he was also an architect. He was loving to his family, who were his adopted family, until God started moving on his heart and mind. So here in Genesis, Moses, after deliverance and they came out of Egypt, he was writing what had happened to humanity and God. And he wrote this in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, verse number 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, that was an ancestor who used to worship the moon gods over in what we would call Iran, Iraq, over there in the Middle East. And he had worshiped the moon god, it was a statue, as God. God spoke to him, Abraham. He was to become the father of faith. Now, Abraham was long down the ancient historical records from Moses. So let's listen in to what God has to say here. And he's speaking to Abraham when he's unsaved, we'll say. Doesn't know anything about this God of Israel. Get yourself spiritually out of your country. Move your thoughts, your ideas, your beliefs, your concepts, your feelings, your desires, your lust, your condition. Leave those from your kindred, your family, your ancestors, your culture, your religion, your faith, your traditions, your beliefs, your community, and from your father's house. That has a spiritual meaning. Leave Satan. Leave the kingdom of darkness. Leave unbelief. Leave your biological father. Sometimes we have to do that in order for God to speak to us, because the tradition and culture of our family is too strong. It's too powerful. And the bond of a loving father to his child is so powerful. It will override your freedom, and you become an oppressed spirit. So Abraham is told to get himself away out of his family, his culture, his faith, his community, his traditions. And from his father's house. What would you do if God said to you, prince of somebody, crown prince of somebody, leave. Go to a foreign land. Live in the desert. Live in the woods. Live in the mountains. Live in a cave. I want to talk to you. What would you do? That's what Abraham was challenged with. And go into a spiritual land that I will show you. Sometimes we have to leave what's familiar to us. We have to leave behind traditions and culture and religion, family. Sometimes we have to physically leave a city. We have to physically leave our family and go out where nobody knows us and live alone. Has God ever asked you to do that? I have. Usually that's the beginning. Leave the thoughts behind, your ideas, what you believe is true. Leave your political action group. Get off of social media. Quit talking to people. Read. Quit watching movies. Quit going to events. Stay at home. Think. Ponder. I've been there for years. I've had to stay at home and study. Can't go anywhere. Can go to Walmart and buy food, but I wasn't to volunteer in the community. I wasn't to go to any church. I was to read the Bible, watch Bible movies, watch movies that he directed. Didn't do social media at the time. Now some days, that's how God works. Once you get to the point where you're well-trained, as Abraham got, then you can enter into, back into a culture, but you'll be tested. Verse 2, and I, the Lord God, will make of you, Abraham, O forever person, a great nation, a people, a family, and I will spiritually bless you and make your name, your nature, your life, your character great. It will be recognized. It will be honored. It will be respected. And you shall spiritually be a spiritual blessing to everybody. I was taught to put that word spiritual blessing there because God is dealing with the spirit part of us. God is a spirit. He is seeking your spirit, the eternal part of you that upon your earthly death is still alive. He's trying to reach that part of us in a dirt body. I have a soul in there that's my part of my biological body. I have a physical body. He's not trying to touch those. He's trying to touch your spirit. Verse number 3. And I, the Lord God, will spiritually bless, reward you, Abraham, you, O forever person. I will shine you out, just like this. He'll first speak to your spirit, then through your spirit, out into the darkness. Pastor Deborah could be saying right back there, speaking words of love. I did it this morning on the internet. Reaching out, way beyond where I'm at, out into the darkness. I will reward you, shine you out, glorify you, honor you, so that others can be blessed as well from you and your words. If they will bless you and give you, and they will bless you and give you thanksgiving, and I will spiritually curse them that curse you. The only ones that truly curse me and can never be changed, that hate me forever, or evil, wicked, demonic spirits from the kingdom of darkness and Satan himself. an unsaved human spirit. Oh, they can curse me. But they're lost. It's what's behind them that's doing the cursing. I look at these people who do not yet know this God of Abraham and Pastor Deborah as lost ones, lost in darkness and fear, lost in mental health issues, lost to light. They are not my enemy. Satan and his adversary that produces and breathes out hate, death and fear, lies and deceptions, they will tremble when I am glorified and I speak out. So God curses the demonic spirits, and they are cursed. But he does not curse the unsaved ones. They live in a realm that he's trying to reach. That which what they are right now will die, and a new them will be birthed anew from a cross, from a tomb. The old you must pass away. That old you, that spiritual part of you, we can help it. And in your spiritually, and in you spiritually, shall all the families of those like Pastor Deborah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be blessed. But before God could do that, he had to call Abraham out from his family, had to speak to him alone, had to change him. Isaac had to become changed. Jacob had to become Israel, the Prince of God. God has to change us to become a life-giving spirit, one he can bless and work through. Death has to occur in us. All those from the dark side must die first. And then they will be freed. I even pray that God erases your name out of Satan's book of his slaves, of his oppressed spirit, of his children, that we take you out of the genealogy of Satan, the king of darkness and ignorance, and you become a child, just like Pastor Deborah, where God can bless you, bless through you, you become a blessing, a life-giving spirit, a God yourself, that can create through your words, your images, and you can bring forth new children out of the darkness for him. So what was our question? Can God of Israel, the God of Abraham, say about you, I will make of you, O forever person, a great nation. You will be a seed planted on the earth. Maybe I might be working with a ruler or a leader in a nation. We get them saved, and the others start looking at you, wanting what you have spiritually. They check you out in your dreams. They look in your eyes. Your poems, your songs that you write, they change. Your life's goals change. Your purposes change. You do a lot that nobody knows anything about. So we're asking, and can the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, make your name, your nature, you, Pastor Deborah, you, whoever you are, great in order to be a blessing to others? That doesn't mean a financial blessing. That doesn't mean to solve nature's problems with food and nutrition. I'm working in the realm of the spirit. That's where I'm going. I get a lot of requests for money to help out. That's not my anointing. I thought it was when I first started. There are others who take care of the physical part of people. I don't. I'm after your soul and your biological body. I'm after your forever person, the spirit part of you, where Satan's at. So you be encouraged. Ask yourself this question. Go look up the scriptures. See what kind of blessing you are, if you are. Does your God speak about you to others? Can he draw you to Pastor Deborah and others like me? Can you see the light of God shining out even from Pastor Deborah's eyes or from my voice? Are you drawn to me in the Spirit? I'm not the only one God is working with. I'm just one of many. So you be encouraged. Just wanted to ask you that question. Out of the King James Bible. Who was God talking to? Abraham. He had to draw him out from his family. Everything he knew, set him in the wilderness to talk to him one-on-one. So you be encouraged. There's hope for you. I'm out here. That's me back there. And that's God back, way back there, shining out his glory through me to you. Be encouraged. I've become a blessing for others to find him. I'll see you next week on the next Word of Encouragement. Bye.